How many times did it really take you to get the...
A lot. I'm not gonna lie, it took a lot.
How long, how many hours you guys
were
there?
Those are genuine celebrations. I mean, that looked like a first time.
It did look like a first time. Yeah.
Well, you tried missing some three times and really finally hit it.
You go one way or the other,
like it's relief or you got
super warmed up.
I'm going to leave that up to the imagination.
No.
Close, very close. Okay.
Had you watched your videos before?
Are we start? Ready to go. Okay.
Had you watched your videos
before? I had, yeah. They had great videos. I watched The Punter from St. Louis. Those are pretty amazing. I watched just some of their videos where they didn't have anybody before they got big. Now they're big. They left Chris and I and went over to London to film some stuff. I mean, they're incredible. They're a lot of fun.
Aaron, can you talk about John Kuhn's comfortability to sort of act as a security blanket against the Blitz?
Yeah, John's a great player. I mean, he's done so many things for us over the years. We were watching some old highlights a few weeks ago and remember that he was our goal line back for a while. He was our goal line tailback. He just played so many different roles for us, from third down back, obviously fullback, running back. He just does a lot of things for us. So it gives you a good feeling when he's back there because he knows the protection as well as I do, and he's going to be great in a blitz pickup.
Aaron, you talked a little about Abby after the game the other day. What could he conceivably bring to the offense, do you think?
Well, he's a great route runner. You know, he does a lot of things, body movements that are tough to key on. So, you know, I think it's about getting off the press and finding ways to get open. You know, he did a good job on a scramble drill on his first catch. Then he ran a nice route in the slot against Taylor Mays for his second catch where he had outside leverage and had an outbreaking route and got him to bite inside. And in his third catch, he did a nice job getting his depth and spacing on his own read route. So that's what he does. You know, he's a talented guy who I think is just earning more opportunities.
What do you say to you and this team when you do get Christmas off? Coach is kind of getting a little choked up. I mean, it's important for them to give you guys a holiday and to have that time with family and friends. So what does it mean to you to have that?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I think that's the thing about the NFL a lot of times is we don't get to celebrate those holidays. You know, we're working for a lot of them. It's fun to play on them sometimes to give people back home something to watch. But it's great when you can have those off. And, you know, I think we've repaid them over the years by having some pretty good performances if you look back at some of the memories we had. So I think that makes them feel a little better about it too.
Your team clinched a spot in the playoffs. Another long game out in the rain. That's a kind of a beatdown for players. And, you know, you said your locker room seemed a little disappointed. What was your sense? Have you had any frustrations? I mean, everyone here is trying to win, the coaches, players, but have you got any kind of internal frustrations that you're still trying to work out as you go up against a tough opponent this week?
Yeah, we're always trying to work on different things. I think, you know, the other night we just hold ourselves to such a high standard. You know, it's frustrating to not be able to finish that game off the right way. We were 1-for-5 on red zone opportunities, 3-for-14 on third downs. That's just making it tough for us. And as well as our defense play, that should have been a three-score victory for us. So I think when you set the bar high and you have high expectations, sometimes even a double-digit win can feel disappointing at times. But, you know, we got a good reminder. We came in Monday just how difficult it is to win in this league. And I think guys felt really good about where we're at, 10 wins, and with everything still in front of us to potentially be the two seed, if not host a home playoff game in Lambeau.
What were your thoughts when you heard that Charles Woodson be having his final season?
I was surprised. I really was. I talked to him before and after the game, and just watching him on film last week, I mean, it was impressive, all the plays he's making. And then, you know, he rocked James on the one that turned to be a fumble. He was in the backfield on a few plays and making plays on the back end. So I think that ultimately, though, might be one thing that there's a lot to be said for going out on your own terms. And he's playing at the highest level. I mean, he made the Pro Bowl, which he should have, and now he can finish these two games off and go out the right way. So there's a lot to be said for X in the game on top, and he's going to do it. I'm really happy for him as a friend and as a contemporary as well.
Did that come up when you spoke with him Sunday at all, or did you find out Monday?
I told him you should keep playing. You're playing at a great, you're playing so well. You're playing at a high level. But again, you know, he's got two young boys, and it'd be fun, I think, for him to be able to step into the next chapter of his life.
Aaron, Bruce Arians was saying Patrick Peterson has pretty much been able to take half the field away the way he's played this year. How do you make sure you play sideline regardless? I'm saying challenge that anyway.
Well, you hope he falls down or slips a few times. he's a talented guy, and he can do that. You got to put him in different positions, maybe. You know, just don't let him get comfortable playing outside every time. He will follow the best receiver a lot of times. So make him play both sides and make him run around a little bit. But you know, he's got all the attributes you're looking for in a corner. He's big, physical, athletic. He can run. Great ball skills. Great awareness. You know, you got to be smart when you're throwing as well.
They lost Matthew, but overall as a defense, how do they stack up from what you have?
Yeah, it's a really talented group. They got you know, a lot of guys who are very good at their roles. You know, maybe not the biggest name recognition in a couple spots, but the guys that play against them know how talented they are. A very good front. They give you multiple looks on defense. A great package on third down, and they got guys in the secondary who can really cover.
They like to create turnovers too. They seem to be one of the better in the business right now.
No doubt about it. I mean, that's a great defense when you can you're around the ball, you're causing fumbles, interceptions, and they tackle really well.
What do you like, Carson Palmer in the year that he's having?
Yeah, I mean, he's having a great year. He should be mentioned right there in the MVP race. He's had a phenomenal season, making some big-time throws. He looks very comfortable. Obviously, the numbers with him at quarterback over the last few years have been pretty staggering for their team with the amount of wins compared to the few times they've lost. So as a friend, I'm really happy for him. He's healthy, and he's playing the best football of his career.
Coach was talking about that this week's theme is take control. What does that mean to you, and why is that important this week against the Cardinals?
It means to take control of things you can control. And we're taking control of our Friday as well.
Aaron, I know you're a big movie guy. In 2 days when the concussion movie comes out, do you plan to go see that movie? And what are your thoughts on the progress the league has made regarding concussions in your time here?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a movie that will be interesting to watch. Will Smith is obviously a very talented actor. I think, you know, I think it's something that the league has looked at and done a better job of being on top of that. You know, there's still going to be some difficult situations to sort through because players are stubborn and don't want to come out of the game. But I think we've seen a couple good examples the last few weeks, at least, of the referees and the medical staff being on top of anything that looks like a concussion. But I think a movie like this can just continue to raise awareness about how important it is to protect young people and also, you know, us in general from unnecessary shots to the head.
Have you noticed any difference in the culture of players? You say they're stubborn, obviously. They have that warrior-like mentality. But are players today less likely to play through some of those cobwebs than maybe they were when you first got into the league?
I think so. I think the difference is the diagnosis. You know, they're on top of it, and the medical staff and the rules in place, I think, really do a good job of making sure that a guy is healthy before they come back. In the past, they didn't have the type of testing that we have to go through now to get back on the field, and I think that's a really good thing. So the more we can do to raise awareness and information about how we can best you know, prevent these, but also deal with them on a person-to-person basis when someone is suffering from concussion-like symptoms and making sure they're ready to go before they get back on the field.
Aaron, last time you guys were in Arizona, 90 points, I think, in that something like that in that wild card. Your offense, obviously, it's a different time. You made the comment about direction the other day. What is the direction of the offense? Are you comfortable with the direction of your offense as you go into the postseason?
I think we have a couple games to continue to iron it out. You know, a couple weeks ago we had a great game running the football, and then this last week we didn't run the ball as well. I think the key to have that direction is to be more consistent with that balance. I think we have the opportunity to have great balance with the type of backs we got and the line, probably more than ever this year and then in years past, and it's just finding ways to convert those third downs to give us more opportunities to have that balance. The difference in the Dallas game, we were 50% on third down. So that gave us more first and second down opportunities to run the ball. When you don't convert those third downs, and you have some issues, you know, getting those balanced statistics like we want to have.
Andrew Corliss back this week. What's that do for you here at this point in the season?
That's great. You know, Q has been a big part of our offense over the years, and he understands the game really well. He's got good route running fundamentals. He understands you know, how to get open in zone and also against man coverage. He's a big body, very good blocker in line scrimmage. So we're excited to get Q back.
What could someone get you for Christmas that you wouldn't buy yourself or you don't already have?
Probably some books. I like to read, so I got a good stack of about 10 or 15 I got to dive into this offseason. But yeah, that'd be a good thing.
Two more plans for Friday?
We got the day off, so nice little Christmas Eve celebration with some teammates, and then just relaxing on Christmas. Probably watch some bowl games, I'm sure. And I think Cleveland plays Golden State, so that'll be one to check out as well.
Just talking about the Pro Bowl again, I don't know if someone asked you about it, but, you know, thoughts on being selected and what that means to you?
Yeah, it's a great honor. I appreciate the honor, especially when, you know, two-thirds of it is the guys you play against and the coaches. Obviously, the fan voting is really important, and I appreciate being voted high in that respect. It's something you hope you don't have to play in, but it's a great honor.